possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed, everybody. Welcome on into our Thursday, August 14th edition of the weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Steve Geller along with Mike Dottiglia hanging out with you till 7 p.m. this evening. And Mike, a little weird. We got preseason games started last week, but none in action on this Thursday.
So the gambling line is real short over here
right,
today.
Exactly.
Everybody's just looking at it. They're not up to the teal yet.
What can we bet on for baseball tonight?
Yeah, something like that. It's second week, and normally you would have at least one Thursday game. And then I think it's next weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
We get a Monday nighter this week, too.
You know, because you had that off week
right.
That we didn't have before when you used to have four preseason games. So, it's part of the gig that you go through here. And before you know it, regular season right around the corner.
And before we know it, the Saints will be back in Louisiana. They wrapped up their California practices earlier today, just a couple moments ago, honestly, finishing up the joint sessions with the L.A. Rams. And from everything I saw, at least on social media, and they had that stream on the New Orleans Saints website, things look to be pretty good out there. But the pass rush for the Rams, definitely a problem for the O-line and the quarterbacks
right
of the Saints.
Right up the middle.
You know it.
A lot of interior pressure. Saints did hit some big plays still downfield. Rashid Shaheed with a couple of them.
Of course.
Again, it's a work in progress. The Rams got a really young defense, and they get after it. They really get after it. And good luck trying to block Jared Verse.
We'll see them week 9 in the regular season.
Well, hopefully Stetson Bennett will be quarterbacking. You got a shot.
There, I heard he threw up a quack, quack, a big old duck.
That ain't the first one that he's going to throw up, believe me. But Stafford's a different animal, so to speak, when you look at him at quarterback. And, again, he is still, man, suffering with that back injury. And I know Charlie and I were talking about this yesterday. I was telling him, you know, if you know people with back injuries, man, that stays with you forever. You even after surgery, you get a little bit better, but you still, you know, there's still that back deal. And, man, some of the best meteorologists are people with back and knee injuries. They can tell you when the weather going to change long before.
That sounds like my dog.
At one time I could, too. It's just one of those deals where with Stafford, he's such a big part of that offense. He's still one of the elite passers of throwing the football downfield. Man, he can flat out sling it from every angle. And it's not that he's a runner, but he's got enough mobility
to be a problem,
to get away from pressure and throw it on the run. And all I know is the last time I saw him play, they gave the Eagles everything they wanted. Now, had the defense stop Saquon Barkley at least once, he rushed for over 200 yards against them.
Right.
Man, they would have had a shot in that game. But late, Jalen Carter came in, back-to-back plays, shut that boy down. That was end of story. And they were off to Super Bowl Sunday. But they gave the Eagles more problems than anybody. when you look at playoff time and certainly in Super Bowl Sunday. The Chiefs didn't give the Eagles no problems, you know, that particular day.
A little bit of roster differences for the Rams this year, too. We talked about it a little yesterday as Charlie and I were doing a fantasy football segment. No Cooper Kupp this year, but you did replace him with Devontae Adams, so not a bad exchange.
He can stay healthy. Devontae's going to put up big numbers in that offense.
Yeah.
Who are you going to double team? You know, you got Puka Nacua on one side. You got Devontae on the other. And knowing Sean McVay, I wouldn't be surprised you see this formation happen too, that they line them both up on the same side. Pick your poison.
Yeah.
On what you want to do with it. Because you even saw Cincinnati last year. They did this at times. They'd put Chase and they'd put T. Higgins.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? Uh-oh, we got problems. Tweet, tweet, tweet. You know, you heard the alarm go off. Now, they could score. They just couldn't stop anybody, Cincinnati. But I think for the Rams is how much improved is that defense going to be from a year ago? Because, man, they got some firepower on offense, and if Stafford stays healthy, they a legit team to get to the NFC Championship game.
Mike, I did see a little bit from the Saints stream at the practice out in California against the Rams. You know, you looked at that starting unit out there. Not so much with the QBs. That I knew that was going to be a rotation. Spencer Rattler came out, did get the first reps with the ones. Later on, Tyler Shuck did get a run with them as well. But it was interesting to see what was that offensive line layout going to be. And they did have Dylan Raidens at that guard position with Penning dealing with the toe issue. Sorry.
Yeah, Deuce and I were talking about this Tuesday once he came out with Trevor. They're going to give Dylan that opportunity first. I can tell you he's not a starting lineman in the NFL. He's a backup guy.
Yeah.
But I thought they would give him a shot first with Landon Young. I guess he's going to be the swing guy in case something happens to any of the others if at the tackle position or guard. He would be the guy. Deuce thought maybe Young might get the nod there. But
okay.
I thought they'd give it to Dylan and see what works out. You'll find out quick once the regular season. Dylan got problems in pass protection. Major issues there. He got beat like a drum with the Titans.
I guess like
nothing against him. I'm just telling you the truth. He had trouble in pass protection situations, no matter where they played him. Left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard. It was consistent. He got beat.
We saw him have struggles in the preseason opener at the tackle spot. Actually, you know, not where he's used to playing, but it definitely was not anything that gave you any kind of confidence of him being on the line.
Yeah, his hand placement isn't good. That's how he gets beat. I can see it. It's not so much his footwork. His hand placement is all awkward.
You've been hanging out a lot at that O-line camp in Thibodeau.
Way too many days. That's why they send me all that stuff on every high school kid around. I'm like, hey, this lineman, that lineman, or college players going to the NFL. I get all that. But I can tell with Dylan. And he was a tackle in college mostly. But, man, the NFL's a different world. Trevor Penning found out, too. Different world.
Right.
And with Trevor, you can see the technical part with him. He's tall cut, and normally that would help you. But he kind of rides high out of the stance, and he gets knocked off balance a lot just because of that. When you're almost standing up straight, they can get their arms and kind of leverage you left or right.
The biggest, you know, you're scared to see what's going to happen with this O-line going forward, already sustaining a good amount of injuries. We know that Nick Saldivari, Will Clapp are done for the season. Trevor Penning dealing with a toe issue right now. Hopefully he gets back sooner than later, but I know, you know, you hear turf toe. Kellen Moore, the head coach of the Saints, wouldn't say more than just a toe issue, but you got to imagine these are definitely valuable snaps he's not getting right now in the rest of the training camp sessions as well as the preseason. And then how long will this carry into the regular season?
Steve, it's all about continuity up front. Working
sure.
with the guy to your left and to your right. And that's what he's missing. And then you look at your left side. You got Kelvin Banks Jr., who's a rookie at left tackle. Who's going to be the left guard? Is it even if Penning's there? It's his first time he's ever played left guard, you know, at that level. Raines has played it, but he hadn't played it well at left guard. Do you even think about you know what, Taricelli, get in there, kid. You know, let's see what you can do. See what happens with Simpkins. He's more of a guard than he is a center. But I was so impressed with him. And I told this to Bobby and Deuce, man, his poise. Okay, two plays into it. You're not supposed to be playing center. Okay, two plays into it. Hey, claps out. Hey, kid, get in there and play
tag
center.
You're in, what?
And you could almost see his reaction right off the bat. What? But then, you know, he settled down. I thought he did a really solid job. And his communication skills. When you see their heads moving side to side, he's communicating with his left and right guard. And then he will turn around and talk to either Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck. He was communicating with them. Man, that's impressive. I'll be honest with you. People say, oh, football's football. I played in high school. Okay, it's a different animal. You ain't Al Bundy. Come on. It's a different world, the NFL. And for him to do that unexpectedly, and sometimes I'd much rather put somebody in there that, man,
not expecting
they
it.
Told you to Friday, hey, you're going to play center.
Right, you're stewing about it and thinking about it.
Thinking, just get in there and go play your game. Just get in there. And he did.
Have time to think.
I thought he did a really good job. He didn't have time to ponder what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's going to be something to watch. Definitely preseason action with the Saints. So many positions we've talked about besides the QB battle with running backs, also the defensive line and how that all shakes out. We're going to get more into what happened at today's joint session with the Rams. The Cajun Kid and Bobby Hebert will join us next hour at 5:20 to get into his notebook. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk right now at the Treasure Chest Casino. When we get back, Roe Brown, New Orleans sports broadcaster, will join us talking all things Saints, LSU, also some Tulane Green Wave. Be back with more right after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, inside the Game Bar and Grill, Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller hanging out. Happy to now welcome into the radio huddle, Ro Brown, New Orleans sports broadcasting legend. Thanks so much for the time, Ro. How you been doing?
Stevie, how you doing? How are you?
We are doing
that Mike dude, huh?
Yeah, you know it well. Hey, enjoy
you sound like Coach Summerall. He told me, he said, Mike, when you come to practice, he said, I'll let it open for anybody. I said, what you mean? He said, well, Coach Ogeron and Bobby April were here today. I said, I get it, Coach. Hey, when I can stand up for a long time, Coach, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. Ro, we brought that up. Your feelings toward what you've seen from John Summerall. And he doesn't have a lot of returning guys. But, boy, Ro, I didn't think they could make a better hire than what they got with Summerall, what he's been able to do. And we know eventually somebody's going to ring the doorbell and he's going to walk out. But, man, what an unbelievable job he's done with that Tulane Green Wave football team. And they got people nationally. And I'm talking about betting people that think that this is a double-digit winning team this year.
Right. You know, it's only been 1 year, okay, that he was here. But it just looks and feels, and when you hear him talk, like he knows where he is, meaning what position he is in this day and age of college football. He's at a team, at a school like Tulane, where every year he could lose his best players. Okay,
that's true.
To the transfer portal, you know, every year. Okay, you know, like it happened last year, and it looks like he is able to replace people. He's able to find people and replace them. And I'm saying that, like I said, it's only been 1 year. I mean, he did it last year. Okay, but you know, a lot of those people are gone now, so it's a whole new team now. And evidently, a lot of people feel that way because, you know, with all those new people, 60 and 70 new people, they're still talking about them winning the conference.
That's unbelievable.
So everybody must feel the same way that we do, you know, that he is a guy who knows where he is and knows how to handle it. I went to their practice today, as a matter of fact, and I want to mention Brendan Sullivan, the quarterback. I don't know what kind of injury he got, but he got hurt. He had to leave practice. You know, they were doing goal line, and the quarterbacks were live. The quarterbacks were live. That's what I'll say. And you know, on goal line, he tried to run with the ball, and he did. And eventually, he scored on the play after he got
injured. After he got hurt?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was one of those things where he was stopped by a host of people. What I saw standing there, by a host of people at the 1 or 2 yard line. He got up and he had a limp, and I went, ooh, you know, he's kind of limping. Then ran the next play, and he took off the left side and scored, and then asked to come out and limped off. So I don't know what the injury was, but, you know, that's what I saw there today. But, and they feel good about what they have, it seems to me. And so I can only go by what they're saying.
And to bring in Jake Ratzlaff, and there is something, Ro, you and I talked about this. That's something about being a winner at quarterback, okay?
Yeah.
You can have all these physical skills in the world. If that don't mean you're a winner on the field. You look at Ratzlaff, that team, BYU, was picked to be on the bottom tier of college football last year, and he gets them to double-digit winning games. And he played a big part in a lot of those games where they were down late and got them a score.
The times I saw BYU last year, you know, he was what jumped out at me. You know, I mean, this team is, you know, this is a double-digit win team and all that last year, and they probably shouldn't have been. But I'm sure they were because of him, okay, just the games that I saw. You know, he's just one of these guys, like you said, there's something about being a winner. Yeah, he hasn't been here long enough really to pick up the offense. But yeah, that's true. You know, you wonder about that, but it just looks like he has things that can make up for that, if you know what I mean. He just looks sure of himself. he always looks sure of himself just looking at it. And, you know, he can run. You know, he can move. He's not a straight drop-back guy like people think. You know, you think Brigham Young quarterback, that's what you think of traditionally. But he's not one of those. I mean, he can move. He can throw it, but he can move also.
Bro, you and I are old enough, we saw some bad Saints football. You know, some really bad Saints football.
I know, in
our younger days. But, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, man, you know, they act like the world's coming to an end. No, this is a rerun of Sanford and Son, All in the Family for me. I've seen it all with this team. And back then, they didn't like to use is the most dreaded word in sports, and it's still the most dreaded, rebuild. But that's what you got with the Saints today. You're in a rebuilding mode, and you can cut all around it and reword it any way you want. You are in a rebuilding stage, and I told you this yesterday. Two things I know I'm very sure of. One, Saints got it right at head coach. I'm impressed with Kellen Moore. And secondly, their defense, front seven, is going to be better this year than it's been the last couple of years.
It is a rebuild. You know, you got to understand, Mike, it's been 20 years since the arrival of Peyton and Breeze. So that means you got a generation of Saints fans who don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
They got two generations.
Exactly. Yeah, you could really put two. You know, yeah, you can. You know, I mean, despite the, you know, the years in between, you know, with the Ditka, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, really, if you came aboard, you know, 40 years ago, you know, with Mora coming here, do you think, you know, I mean.
You think it's bad now.
I mean, my daughter, you know, she started going to Tulane basketball games when Perry Clark was there because that's when she was born, okay? So when he left and the people came after him, she thought the world was coming to an end. She couldn't understand what was going on. How come Tulane wasn't winning all the time? Okay? So you got a generation of Saints fans who are like that. I do think this. I do think that it is a rebuild. I'm not sure I go along with, I'm sure you guys probably talked about, you know, the betting thing with them being the worst team in the league and that sort of stuff. I'm sure y'all probably already talked about all that kind of stuff. I'm not so sure that they're going to be that. You know, I think they're going to be a little better than people think.
Agreed.
But to me, that means maybe 4 or 5 wins. And if they do that, I think that's fine. That's how I feel about it. Okay. You know, it's a rebuild.
Bro, what's your take on the QB battle between, I think it's safe to say, we're down to two QBs between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shough.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the case. I mean, you know, it's nice for them to, you know, think that, to make Haynes think that he is in it. But it's really between those two. It's between those two. And I think that I've always been of the opinion that Tyler Shough is the guy that they drafted. And if there's any way that he can play, he's going to play. That's just my feeling on it. I mean, I think that it is a competition between the two. And unless, you know, Rattler just puts so much distance between the two of them, or if Shock puts so much distance between the two of them where he, you know, looks like he's lost, then I think, you know, that'll make a difference. But I think Shock is going to end up being the quarterback, especially if you have a season where they win only 3-4 games or whatever. You got to put him in.
You got to find out what you got.
You
got
to put him in. You got to put him in and see, okay? If it's that kind of season by midway, if you know it's that kind of season, you got to put him in there at some point.
Bro, you look at the NFC South, and I still think the biggest move and the biggest contributor to the tilt the field for the Bucs the last couple of years has been Baker Mayfield. Now, when they signed him, you couldn't have gotten more than a couple people to agree on that. Now you got everybody and their brother that want to tell you, I knew it from the start. Come on.
No. No. You know, you thought that he was, you know, I mean, he would have been one of your quintessential flops.
Yeah.
You know, that's the point where his career was, you know. Oh, well, you know.
But he's been the difference maker.
He's going to be a journeyman quarterback going here and going there and all. But, yeah, you're right, Mike. Since he's been in Tampa Bay, I mean, he's been a legitimate quarterback. And that sounds funny when you talk about someone who was drafted that high. But, yeah, I mean, I thought it was done for him, okay? I just did. I thought it was done. And not necessarily out of the league, but just somebody that you need a quarterback, you find him, you know. But he's, I think you're right. I mean, he's really been the difference. I mean, he's got people to throw to there and people to catch what he throws. And it just looks like, I don't know, it's probably some maturity in his part. Maybe he's grown up about some things and realized some things, maybe been humbled some places, and maybe that was the difference with him. But he's a different guy from the guy that we thought we knew when he arrived in Tampa.
Roa, I'll ask Bob this question because I want to get his comment. If DeMario Davis was on the Dome Patrol defense, would he start? And Bobby told me, Mike, I think he would. I think he would have.
He would start where?
Well, I didn't ask him that because he gave me a long answer. Oh, why? What exactly why?
Well, my answer is he would start where? Because if he's going to start, somebody has to sit down.
Right.
And I love DeMario Davis. But DeMario Davis has been, you know, arguably, you know, outside of Drew Brees, in a lot of ways, maybe the best free agent signing they ever had.
Oh, I agree there. Right?
You know, and but, you know, and I think he's a terrific player. And I think he would have been a terrific player in any year with the New Orleans Saints. But as far as the Dome Patrol, start where?
Well, I would have asked him that, you've been in them shoes already.
You going to sit Sam?
No.
Are you going to sit Vaughn?
I think maybe, excuse me, Devon Johnson. I think that's where I think Bob would have had him.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you want to do that, but I don't know if I'd do that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a good question. I just didn't get a good answer.
It is. And I understand what the question is. It is, you know. And, you know, I'll put it to you this way. If Vaughn or Sam got hurt, I wouldn't have a problem with him going in.
Because remember, Del Rio was on that early team.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Mora didn't get along very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he should – he was a good player. Man – and I agree with you. You look at DeMario Davis. I think he's the best free agent signing on defense this football team has ever had. Now, mm-hmm. Drew is the number one, but on defense, he's number one. And what he's been able to contribute for that period of time in row, how many years we've done this, he's better after 28 years old than he was before. Yeah. That's the crazy part about all that.
On defense, would you guys think that Jonathan Vilma's not too far behind?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Vilma might be it, but, you know, how many years?
But
yeah, exactly.
And the other thing, too, is the Saints had to trade for Vilma. They had to trade for him. As far as
free agent signing, I got you.
Yeah, DeMario was it, because you had to give up something for Jonathan. Now, he was a hell of a player, but longevity? Yeah. Davis got him.
No doubt.
On that particular part, on the longevity part. And the same thing people bring up about Cam, you know, and his period of time in playing with the Saints, would you put him on the Mount Rushmore? And, okay, my deal is Breeze is there, Willie Rose there, Ricky Jackson's there. There is that other spot there that I think Cam could be there. You could say Morton Anderson or Sam Mills or whatever.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When you talk about, you know, excellence at his position, I'm not one that keeps a kicker off, okay? When you talk about where he stands at his position, how many people in his position are in camp? Okay, you know,
all I know is Jan Stenerud, Lou Groza, and Lou was a two-way player back then.
He was a two-way guy. He played defensive line. Okay, yeah.
You know, and I know eventually Vinatieri's going to be in there.
Yeah. You know, and so my thing is, you know, so that's why I never, you know, people don't think of Morton being on the Mount Rushmore, but for his position, how many people have been New Orleans Saints where we can honestly say that at his position, all time, he's on that Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I think, you know, that's why I put Morton definitely on the franchise's Mount Rushmore. Yes, I do.
I thought you would probably lean that particular spot. Quickly on LSU, a lot of expectations, and Brian Kelly's put a lot of that weight on himself. You know, and talking about, hey, I'm going to collect receipts at the end of the year. Man, okay, that's all great to talk that way. But, man, you better produce, because LSU fans, come on, we can hire another coach to win 9 wins. You know, we want something that gets to the SEC championship game or gets you in that 12-team playoff. That is huge on Brian Kelly this year. And then you open up against the best team you'll play all year long in Clemson.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you could look at it this way, I guess, you know, it's to Brian Kelly's credit. I mean, he came here that way. I mean, he came here expecting to win a national championship. He came here saying, I came here to win it because I think I could win it here, and I don't think I can win it where I was. That's basically what he said when he came. Okay?
And Marcus Freeman is saying, wait a minute now, buddy. I came pretty close to that last year.
Exactly. But that's what Brian Kelly said. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, he's not shying away from it, I guess. I mean, if there's pressure on him, I mean, he's placed it on himself in a lot of ways. And we'll have to see what happens with that. You know, I do think it was funny that we had one day where the big news was that Nussmeier had a serious injury, and we had 3 days of them telling us that Brian Kelly said it wasn't so. You know, which is really strange to me. But, yeah, of course, a lot of it has to do with, you know, yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. I mean, they're going to be good, but how good, like you said, how many wins, how many more wins than 9 or 10 will he get? I mean, that's the thing there. So, and like you said, starting off with Clemson.
Yeah,
that's you know, at Clemson, man, that's pretty serious. That's pretty serious stuff.
Real quick question for you: is Edna Carr High School pushing what we saw in the late '60s, '70s with St. Aug?
I have gone on record already because I wrote something the day after the state championship game.
Okay,
Bryce Brown's 10 years. His 10-year run has been the best 10-year run of a coach I've seen in high school. 5 state titles in 10 years, runner-up or two, whatever. Then he gets into what we have been told is the most competitive district in the state. Okay? And it has been. It's the most competitive district in the state. And in 3 years, he has had no competition. In 3 years, they haven't had one loss to John Curtis. They lost one to John Curtis in 3 years. All the other games, they have won by double digits.
Well, that answered my question.
They've had no competition in the most competitive district in the state. Okay, none. None. They put 60-something points on Rommel or whatever last year. You know? I guess that answers your question. Yeah, I think it's 10-year run. It's been terrific. For old people like me, and I've got to mention this to you.
Me too.
Yeah, like me and you, you know. I just found out Lionel Taylor died.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he died. They said he died August 6th. I just ran across that somewhere. Oh, that wow. Lionel Taylor. Lionel Taylor was a great receiver with the Denver Broncos.
Was he?
You know, I didn't know he was a linebacker when he was in the NFL. The 1 year he was with the Rams or whatever, he played linebacker.
Well, he was a little out of position playing linebacker, as good as he was at wide receiver. He's in the Hall of Very Good. Put it to you that way. You know, that's where he belongs. Hall of very good.
You know, and he was also the receivers coach for the Steelers.
Yes,
when
he
they
was.
They had people like Swan and Stallworth. You know, and you coach Frank Lewis, you know, our friend in Homer and all those people. He always said, yeah, it wasn't much coaching to be done right there.
Man, I want that job, bro.
Bro, thanks so much for the time.
It's like when I talked to Chris Elfo, when he was coaching tight ends for the Falcons, you know, and he told me, see, I coach Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, that's a real toughie there.
Bro, definitely appreciate the time, man. Are we going to be seeing you Sunday in the Superdome?
Yes, you will. I'll be there.
All right, cool. See you then, man. Thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Talk.
Thank you, Ro.
Thank you for having me. All righty.
New Orleans sports broadcaster Ro Brown there giving us some of his time as the Black and Gold get ready for their second preseason game coming up Sunday, noon kickoff right here on WWL Saints Radio. Right now, taking a break. We'll be back with even more at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Getting ready for Saints preseason game number 2, folks. That'll be Sunday in the Superdome, a high noon kickoff right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Jacksonville Jaguars coming to town. The Saints wrapping up practices out west today. They'll be flying back home tomorrow. And then, yeah, we got another preseason action getting closer to the real deal. Holyfield coming up week 1 against the Arizona Cardinals. The action always Saints-centric here on WWL. We're going to take a break, be back with even more of our coverage at the Treasure Chest Casino today, right after this on WWL. Who dat? Closing out the first hour of our weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, hanging out the game bar and grill. Want you to stop by, say hey to me and Mike D'Atelier. Next hour, Cajun Canis joins us from California with his practice update. Stay tuned on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.